I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:19-20. Letter of Joseph to the Church in Mandaluyong. To the fabulous, creative, faithful, and persevering Church of Open Table in Mandaluyong, greetings of peace and goodwill to you all. From Joseph, your sibling and co-worker in Christ Jesus. I want to first say and affirm the joy and gratitude I have, knowing and seeing that Open Table Church, a priesthood of all believers, have sustained itself while I am physically away. This is a testament that indeed we share in our ministry, that God works in and through you all. I rejoice and thank God for your perseverance and resilience with the challenges of church growth and care. I also recognize and greet with peace and love those who are new to our church community. I hope each of you continue to abound in grace and in grace in our community and remain true to the joy of our diverse yet shared faith. The Apostle Paul wrote 6 authentic letters to the churches, and one authentic letter to a specific person, Philemon. He wrote from a distance and another city for mostly a Christian community in another city. He wrote to respond on circumstances in those churches. He wrote to provide both guidance and rebuke, both encouragement and discipline, both hope and caution, and all within and compelled by his burning passion for love and ministry. After his example, do I write and speak in this letter? Also, I do not write by my own authority, for I have none by my own. I am only your pastor, only because God calls me through the calling of the church. I write and speak by your authority. The authority that God has bestowed to the church community as a whole. With that authority that belongs to the congregation, do I speak in the name of Christ who calls us all into service? Let me start by asking questions. Whether you are new or have been with MCC for a long time, please think carefully of the following questions. What is church, and who is church? Why do we gather and meet? What is the purpose of this assembly? To the new people in Open Table, why did you seek out our affirming church? There are other LGBT organizations and support groups out there, equally supporting, caring, and fun. What is your purpose? What is your purpose or reason why you gather with this particular church community? Why church? What is your main thing or reason to be in and part of this church? So what is your main thing? Why are you here for so long? Why are you here as a new person? Why are you a returning MCCer? Do we not gather because we are primarily persons of faith, specifically faith in Jesus Christ? What does faith mean? Faith is not merely agreeing to a list of doctrinal and theological beliefs. Faith means commitment to what we believe. Faith, as properly understood and translated, is commitment. Credo means I give heart to. Faith in Jesus Christ means commitment to Jesus Christ, for this is who we are. Followers of Jesus, despite our imperfections. It is to Christ we give our hearts, and giving our hearts to him means giving ourselves to who Christ is and his work in the world. Well, you may say that your purpose is to find a safe space for acceptance of who you are as an LGBTQIA+ person. But there are other LGBT organizations and support groups out there. Some have better facilities and programming, especially the one nearest us. So, why MCC? For acceptance? Also, if what you seek and what you have found in Open Table MCC is acceptance and support, do you not have the equal responsibility to accept, love, care, and forgive your LGBTQIA+ sister, brother, and sibling in this community of faith? Reverend Troy Perry, the founder of our church, often preached about the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And what is the main thing as a church community? We can quote two verses that centers our main thing. Micah 6:8, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before God. And Luke 4:18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Furthermore, Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25 that those who follow God are those who feed the hungry and the thirsty, those who clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, visit the sick and those in prison. Let us keep the main thing the main thing. In matters of community life, Jesus and the gospel writers, and indeed the Apostle Paul, who himself admits his own imperfection, tells us many things, especially regarding our relationship with each other as siblings in Christ. Jesus says to love your enemy and do good to those who persecute you. He says to give without record and to give twice as much to those in need without expecting anything in return. He tells us to be a good neighbor, like the Samaritan to someone whom we normally will despise and consider an enemy. To his followers, he tells them to forgive 70 times 7 times 7. Jesus says, when you are aggrieved to one another, to settle the matter with the other person directly and in a proper way. He even goes to say that before you go to the temple and offer your sacrifice to God, you must settle your grievance with your neighbor. We acknowledge that all of us in MCC, including myself, and indeed any church or human organization, are all imperfect and broken. These imperfections in all of us does manifest themselves every so often, whether we are aware of them or not. From time to time, we will hurt, disappoint, and act out. God knows how many times I myself said or did something stupid or uncalled for in my 10 years of membership in MCC, and even as a pastor for the last 3 years. All of us does, and all of us will. A recognition of this in each one of us gives us a reason to be more forgiving and understanding of one another, as well as the willingness to admit our own faults. It is precisely of our imperfections and our woundedness and our tendency to wound others that compels our hearts to seek out God's healing grace and anointing in one of the most unique churches in the world, MCC. A recognition of our shared brokenness should also give us the recognition of God's gift of grace towards each person. But we forget, don't we? I want to remind everyone that we are not enemies to one another in MCC, even if there will be times where we disagree. Even when there are times we have knowingly or unknowingly offended each other. We are not enemies with each other. We are family, and we are in relationship with one another. Like with any family or relationship who have tensions and disagreements from time to time, we learn to kiss and make up, knowing clearly that we are bound and united by love. Not just any love, but Christ's love, agape. When asked what the greatest commandment, Jesus said, "Love God and love your neighbor as yourself." But more than that is to give all you have to come and follow him. Finally, in the Gospel of John, Jesus gives us a single commandment, and that is to love one another the way he has loved us. My sisters, brothers, siblings in Christ, as we continue to grow in numbers and hopefully in faith, let us keep the main thing the main thing. A recruiting truth in the letters of Paul is that a follower of Jesus is someone who has died with Christ through faith. Having died with Christ and rose with him, Christ lives in and through us. And if this holds true, in our lives, hearts and minds, and in our assembly, then Christ transcends and overcomes our conflicts, disagreements, tensions, and selfishness. If Christ lives in us and through us, by his grace, we are able to rise above our woundedness and brokenness together and with each other. This is not to say that we will no longer have times and moments of disagreement, pettiness, dramas, conflicts, and tensions, but because we are in the constancy of Christ's love, such things are minimized and mitigated. And when they do happen, the true test of Christ's love in our lives is our ability to communicate appropriately, avoiding slander and gossip, and practicing both forgiveness and confession. Because we will both be offender and offended in different times and situations. Speaking of gossip, as this is also a tendency of every person and every human, I will address this in our community in the appropriate time when I am there with you. Such is the nature and difficulty of inclusion in diversity, and indeed, the very nature of human togetherness in the midst of human difference, that we will be at odds with one another in one way or another. But Jesus, the prophets, and Paul gives us an example and some wise words on how our differences and imperfections should be overcome by our mutual love and calling to serve. Unity in diversity is difficult, only because of how much potential, hope, and profound joy it offers to our lives and the world. I too have had many challenges as a follower of Jesus, and indeed as a pastor. I have had my moments where I forgot who I am and what I am called to do. There were times where my words and actions did not reflect Christ's love despite my perseverance. There were times that I was simply stupid and did a stupid thing. Yet in those times, the measure of grace was whether I was willing to admit my mistake and to bring myself before the grace of Christ. No matter how difficult it is to apologize and make amends. Like the Apostle Paul, who admits the contradiction of his own sinfulness and the grace of Christ in his life, he spoke nonetheless with firm boldness. In the same manner, do I speak with such boldness and firmness to all of you, brothers, siblings, or parents in Christ, and as your pastor. I also want to firmly say that MCC is not like any church you have ever been to or will go to here in the Philippines because of what its beliefs, practices, struggles, and the very people who compose it. There are elements and things that are similar or parallel to other traditions or churches, but we are not them. MCC, specifically Open Table MCC. And with me as its pastor, will definitely and surely challenge anything and everything you have ever learned or think you know about church, theology, doctrine, and practice. If you are not open and willing to learn, unlearn and relearn things with an ounce of trust and doubt side by side, then you can be very sure that so many things in this church will offend you and challenge you. Remember that growth and maturing is a difficult process of learning, unlearning, and relearning. If you were unwilling, then Open Table MCC will be very difficult for you. Whether we are new in MCC or someone who has been with MCC for 10 or 20 years, or a returning one, let us be reminded constantly that in everything we think and say, and in every conflict, tension, or problem we face as a church and as individuals, to always remember why we are church, who we follow, and what he requires of us, to be reminded that Christ lives in and through us. There is so much good and hopeful joy in the beautiful diversity of our church. I encourage each one of you to focus on those things. They are the fruits of the Spirit. Let us keep the main thing, Troy Perry says. Still, on the matter of church life, my leadership program is almost over. This was a program I sought the approval and wisdom of the whole church back in 2018, who then encouraged me to go and participate. This program, to some extent, has reminded me of many important lessons in leadership and community organizing, and also gave greater clarity. This is no vacation, as most Filipinos will think by default. Admittedly, I did take some time to see a few places when time and budget allows. But it is no less stressful, not only because of the requirements and deadlines of the program, but also my continued oversight in the life and operations of the church. I came to be borderline depressed at one point because of the stress while being away from family. Being away from family, friends, and our church. But I am okay now and doing better. While here, I also process the last requirements of my ordination, which in itself had its challenges. I took a psychological assessment that proves I am crazy enough to be appointed for ordination in MCC. After all, who is normal enough to desire this kind of vocation of being pastors of queens, divas, and all sort of colorful individuals? I am glad to say the ordination panel has approved of my ordination unanimously. In the months that I have been physically away, the board have had to be responsible with the church, including some pastoral functions. They also had to lead through a sudden and unexpected influx of new people and church growth without the pastor. Going into 4 months of the work, it certainly takes a toll on them and on their spirits. Not to mention that Jack also had an unexpected and serious health concern, from which he is still recovering from. I ask for your continued and sincere prayers for them, namely Chris, Sean, Jack, Kuya Mike, Mia. I also ask for your understanding and patience for any limitations or incidents on their part. I ask that you encourage them, comfort them, and appreciate them not just in words, but in concrete ways of care and love. I also want to express my utmost appreciation for those who work with them, in particular Josh, who have been most helpful, and Ralph, who continues to support Christopher, our administrator. Especially for our online presence, and who also preached. For Dan, who is delivering this message, hello, and Jonas, who preached. For Kuya Vince and Kuya Oliver, who show care and give wisdom to those who need them. For everyone who has helped in any matter or way, thank you. To everyone who has contributed financially to our church, small or big, thank you. Especially Eric and Chai, Sherwin, Ryan, and David, thank you. All that we do and give are for God and for people, not for ourselves or anyone in particular. May we always remember that our generous actions and giving hopefully are an expression of the Christ who lives in and through us. Keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is to love one another as Christ loved us. I end this letter with a quote, again, from the Apostle Paul, who had to deal with all the complexities and challenges of the six or more churches during the time. Philippians 2, 1-5. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you Look not to your own interests, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. I will be with you all shortly and hope that all things will work out. I love you with the same love that Paul had for the churches, bold, firm, and with much passion. May Christ, who loves you and lives in you, keep you all united in the fullness of his enduring love. May his peace and goodwill through the working of the Spirit flow so generously in each of your lives. To God, through Christ, who we love and serve, all glory and praise. Amen.